Welcome aboard this week's podcast of Dudes Dish Disney. Get ready for amazing attractions across America. Beer halls and bar rooms, banquets and beverages, a collection of characters and colleagues.
No cupcakes.
It's Dudes Dishing Disney. This episode of Dudes Dish Disney is sponsored by Magic Vacations. Magic Vacations. Discover the magic of travel. And now your hosts, the dudes of Dudes Dish Disney.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Dudes Dish Disney. Here today is our producer. He's our resident tech dude, Jonathan.
What's going on, guys?
Also here today, our co-host Ryan is known all over the country as the number one Disney dude.
It's global. What's up, dudes?
And I'm Congo Carl, former Jungle Cruise skipper. Here to you know the rest. What's up, dudes?
What up, what up?
Hey, hey.
Can you believe it's another week already?
Yes.
Yeah, it's been a week.
My life is in fast forward right now. It's just like every day goes by a snap of a fingers. I don't have time to stop and breathe half the time.
It's like, it's looking back and it's like, where was summer? That's like gone. I know. But that's good because sometimes we do have to stop and pause and reflect. And this week's episode is in another installment of Imagineer's Drawing Board. And we thought we would tackle the ever-controversial thoughts around a fifth gate. Now, look, before we get into it, I just want to preface a couple things. There is definitely enough land to do a fifth gate at Walt Disney World. As a matter of fact, there's been a couple of things on the internet and around. There's about three different plots of land. There was definitely some plans and permits in the original Reedy Creek charter to add one more major theme park and two minor theme parks in their plan. Of course, that's kicked to the road right now as far as approval on that, but it's definitely there from a feasibility study. So we know they're thinking about it, and we've talked about before on the show that the timing of this is down the road. Things are about to get epic in another year and a half. And so it's time for Disney and the Imagineers to put on their thinking caps on what is possible. So we thought it would be fun to do the same here as a bunch of dudes dreaming about a drawing board conceptualizing the fifth gate.
Yep.
Where should we start?
I mean, let's get the easy one out of the way, right? Let's get the one that everybody wants and the one that everybody talks about out of the way, which is the dark park, the villains park. I think if there's going to be a fifth gate, I think that's the one that most fans these days would say that they want. But the question becomes, if you do a villains gate, how do you do it? Right, there's a number of theories that you could do it on.
I love the dark park.
Yeah,
right. Just that those two simple words conjure up everything, and they also, as you're about to, I'm sure, explain to us all as we're eagerly listening, what the potential of ways to do this.
I think, like, for me, you do the dark park in one of two ways. The first, which I think is the most obvious, and I'm not sure that I'm the biggest fan of, is you make it the Magic Kingdom Bizarro World, right? You have a castle, but it's like Maleficent's castle, right, in the middle of the park. And you walk in and you know, like, okay, this is not your Magic Kingdom anymore, right? This is something completely different. Because you got to have the weenie, right? You got to have the weenie in the middle of the park. So what is it going to be? And for a dark park, makes sense to be a Evil Queen's castle or a Maleficent's castle. But then, like, do you create the lands around it right? And it doesn't have to be Adventureland, but it can be another land that's, you know, Cruella de Vil themed or whatever you want to do, right? Like that, I think that's one way that you could do it. Or the other way that you do it, which is what I hope Disney would do, would be just like brand new, never thought of before, totally mind-blowing, different, right? Isn't seen anywhere else in the world, isn't echoed in Japan or Hong Kong or Shanghai, right? I don't want to see the Haunted Mansion that's in any of those other parks wind up in the Dark Park in Orlando, right? I think that very at its simplistic base, I think those are your options if you're going to do a dark park.
All right, so let's tackle each one of those a little bit, shall we? The first version is, like you say, a semi reproduction of traditional Magic Kingdom, and then the second one new. So let's do that. You said Maleficent's Castle, which I agree. You got to surround that by brambles, and she's got to emerge from there, you know, waving her wand. You've got to have the dragon that breathes green fire.
That hopefully doesn't melt.
Hopefully doesn't melt anything or anyone.
Right.
But I think also in that castle, you got to put back like the Black Cauldron experience that used to be in Tokyo Disneyland, right? So you have to have that, like you say, that weenie. I think replacing Fantasyland is Wonderland, because Wonderland's bizarre enough, but you have the Queen of Hearts ruling that, right? And then all the bizarre, weird stuff that happens in Wonderland, you can spin off of that. Bring back Snow White's scary adventures, right? And then in Fantasyland, we've talked about this, you got to put Chernabog from Fantasia's Night on Bald Mountain out there. With a, you know, some sort of a dark roller coaster ride that would be, you know, equivalent to whatever's going on with like Hagrid's at Universal, right? With a giant Chernabog animatronic that attacks your speeding roller coaster, right? You know, think of all the dark villains from all the Fantasyland stuff that you would put in there, right?
Gaston would probably go in there. You could probably squeeze something in there for Cruella de Vil in there.
Yeah.
You could probably squeeze in.
I think a Cruella de Vil might be on Main Street, like the fire station is taken over by the Dalmatians and she's making coats out of them.
I was actually thinking you could have her car rather than the Main Street trolleys.
There you go.
You could have her car driving around Main Street.
Did you ever see the Christmas parade where she was in it?
I didn't see it live, but I'm familiar. Yeah.
That was awesome. They used to have live Dalmatians in the back of her car that she was driving, like she held captured them.
I have a groundbreaking idea for Fantasyland or Wonderland, as you want to call it. We could have the Mother Gothel bathrooms.
Oh, my God.
A true nightmare for anyone who's been eating the food in Fantasyland.
It'll literally scare the out of you.
So I don't think you can have Liberty Square, but this is a chance instead to put New Orleans Square there, right? With their equivalent of the Haunted Mansion, but it should be like from the Princess and the Frog. It should be Dr. Facilier's house, right? Where he meets his friends from the other side. So really like the voodoo stuff and all the dark stuff from New Orleans that you could put there.
Well, if you do New Orleans, right, like you're limited, but if you create it kind of just like a hellscape, right? Like you gotta obviously make it Disney friendly, but if you make it some sort of hellscape, you could do Dr. Facilier, you can do Hades over there, you could do Claude Frollo over there,
yep,
theoretically.
Right, you can
Oogie Boogie.
You could put more pirates over there if you wanted. I mean,
yeah, Captain Hook probably would go into the
he might be in Fantasyland too.
Yeah,
but
he'd be Skull Rock. Yeah,
you know, Skull Rock. But I'm thinking, like, you know, you could have instead of, you know, the Haunted Mansion, more like the Phantom Manor from Disneyland Paris, which is very scary, right?
And this is what I'm nervous about if they do this, right? Is that they can easily pull things that are other places already, right? Like we're doing, like, and it's cool that fits, don't get me wrong, but it's like I don't want those things to just be repurposed into a new area. Right. Like I really want some level of creativity from Disney. And I like what we're doing here. Right. But like, I want Disney to take it to a whole new level, like whole.
Yeah. That's what you're saying. Second phase, rather than just saying, you know, build Tomorrowland, but theme it to the Incredibles and have Syndrome rule over the land.
Right.
And destroy it. Right. And, you know, rebuild extraterrestrial alien encounter. Because we all know that was such a success, but why not put it there and scare that? But and I would bring in, like, from Star Wars, the pod racer, and have Jabba the Hutt oversee the pod racer.
Yeah, if you want to make it, you know, it wouldn't flow well. Star Wars wouldn't flow well here, and I've got a different idea on Star Wars. So let's shelve that for a minute.
Okay. Instead of in Adventureland, my old stomping grounds, we make that the Pride Lands ruled by Scar and the Hyenas.
We could definitely do the Pride Lands. You could have Scar and the Hyenas and stuff ruled after that. Or if you wanted to generalize it even more, just so it fits animals.
Yep.
So you could do Prince John in that area. You could do Shere Khan in that area. Those would definitely fit.
Do Streets of Agrabah ruled by Jafar.
Yep.
And he's going to have a giant Cobra roller coaster.
That would be pretty cool, actually.
That could be fun. One thing I would definitely say is it'd be nice to see Disney take an attempt at building some true thrill roller coasters, like stuff that competes with Universal, SeaWorld, all that in this park.
It's actually a really good take, John. Like, why not? Right? Why not flirt with a park that's geared towards, you know, the 10-year-old and up crowd? Maybe problematic, right? Maybe it's problematic because maybe you don't get the average family going to this park, but the average family probably wouldn't go to this park anyway. Or maybe you really simplify it, right? And you don't try to throw 20 or 25 attractions in here. You throw almost like Hollywood Studios, like when MGM first opened up, right? You create three or four main lands that each have a big attraction and a couple of things, or walk through attractions, and then you only open the park at night.
Well, that's the thing. You said that previously, and I think that's great. I think that when you said dark park, that's what I'm thinking. This should be a 4 p.m. to midnight park, right? So that's an 8-hour shift. And here's what I think works well with the villains or dark park at night only, like that, is it's going to, they're worried about a fifth gate taking away from the attendance at the other parks, that people only have so much time on vacation. And if you put a fifth gate, then, well, I'm not going to go see Animal Kingdom this year because I want to go see the new park. And then attendance drops down at the other parks, right? If you made it a dark park that was open 4 to midnight, I could do two parks in a day, right? Or on my down day, go out late one night and the next day is my down day or whatever. And my normal 4 or 5 day vacation that I do now with 2 travel days, I could put that in, make it really valuable. And I think that's that. When you said dark park, Ryan, that's what I'm thinking. I was like, yeah, let's just do it. 4 p.m. to midnight, no matter what time of year it is, at some point you're going to see twilight and darkness descend the park, and you can have your activities. And, you know, instead of Ariel's grotto, you put Ursula in the grotto with her long tentacle arms reaching out, grabbing people going by. And then you make it night. Now, and here's the ultimate, right? You're not going to think I said this.
Now I'm excited.
We replace Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique with a parlor that's got nothing but the biggest magic mirror in it. And we call it Fairest of Them All. And it turns your kids into villains.
Or it insults them.
They all come.
Like, what's the insulting comic dog or whatever? Like, just have that pop up on the other side. We're like, hey, fatty.
No, we make them all villains, and the mirror says that you're the best villain in the land, right?
Yeah. I mean,
instead of putting them all over pixie dust, we make them evil like they are, the little bastards. But, you know, that replaces that, and it would be like Halloween every night for kids. I mean, what kid doesn't love Halloween?
So it could be interesting, you know, as we're going down that path, this very well could be actually a way, if that's Disney's concern, right? Number one, that's already a concern because there's already people that only have time enough for three parks on right. their trips. But maybe if you do this where it's only a 4 p.m. park to midnight or 1 a.m. or whatever you want to make it, what if the only way you can access that park is if you purchase a park hopper? And then you increase the value of the park hopper, right? So the park hopper is now 70 or 80 bucks. Whatever, 90 bucks a person, but you get access to park hop however you see fit, but it's the only way you can access this dark park too. That could be a way to drive
sales. Yeah, I mean, that ties in. I'm thinking not taking away from the normal revenue and crowd, but giving you, look at right now, people go out to dinner or they go to Disney Springs at night or they stay in a park and watch a nighttime spectacular, right? If you're there for 5 nights, Animal Kingdom doesn't have a nighttime thing. So you go to Disney Springs or Boardwalk on that night. So Hollywood Studios has Fantasmic. You got the fireworks in Magic Kingdom and you've got Epcot's World Showcase incarnation of Epcot Forever. So you've got these three shows, but you still have another night. I'm like, what am I going to do? This solves that problem as night only. So my night only is Disney Springs one night and the dark park another night.
You
so
know what? I like it, Carl, because like right now when I work with clients, my suggestion is, you know, 2 days at the parks and then take a day off, rest, because you need it, right? But if there was a park that you could enter at 4 o'clock, I would say sleep in, enjoy the pool until 2 o'clock, and then go to the dark park.
Or how about this? Everybody wondering what to do on their first day. Well, if the park doesn't open till 4, what a great first day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of ways that I like this. Okay. I like where this is going. I think we could probably do a whole show on the dark park. And I think we've attempted some of that in the past even. But I don't want to kill the dark park, but there are other things the Fifth Gate could be.
Well, throw something in there. What are we doing?
So there's been a lot of discussion that I've seen that I kind of like, that it's like, okay, Universal's got Epic Universe coming out. And what is Epic Universe? Epic Universe is essentially kind of what Universal does. It's just a bunch of IPs mashed into one big park, right? Disney could certainly do that. And they could follow some of the guidelines that Universal has done successfully. And what I mean by that is, probably the most popular singular land that's a draw to people at Disney is probably Star Wars, right? The one most popular singular land. What if you created a fifth gate where another chunk of that was another planet in the Star Wars universe, right? A lot of people want the Tatooine experience, right? Where you actually are in that universe.
See, I like this idea only because while researching this, I was going through some concepts and ideas that people have posted online. This is one that I think it was an April Fool's or something that someone posted, like a legit, like really good, like concept idea of a true Star Wars park. Obviously, that's not what we're looking for here, but the concept works with the popularity of Star Wars and how immensely popular Galaxy's Edge is already. That makes perfect sense to transition between the two lands and try to connect them within park to park. I think that's a great way to do that.
You could have a very clear definition of the two Star Wars parks. The Galaxy's Edge is the new school Star Wars, right? It's the Rey and it's the Finn and BB-8 and whatever, Kylo Ren. Then you could have the Tatooine experience, or you could have the old school experience. And that's where you can put Darth Vader and you can put Chewbacca. Well, Chewbacca could be at both lands. That's the beauty of Chewbacca. But you could have a Han Solo and a Princess Leia and, you know, the old school kind of Jedi, right? The Luke Skywalker even there, right? So you could definitely fulfill, because that's one of the complaints that the old school Star Wars fans yes. have, is that it's the Disney Star Wars. That's it's not right. the Star Wars they grew up with.
That's right.
Right? Whereas they really loved it when it was, you know, they could see the show and they would see Boba Fett and they would see, you know, Darth Vader and the Jedi Training Academy and all that kind of stuff. So that could be a major piece, just like Harry Potter is at the three Universal lands, right? The rumor is, they haven't released it, but the rumor is that there's going to be a Fantastic Beasts portion of Epic Universe, right? That's all but confirmed. So similar concept, but use your big IP.
I think that would be also not, I mean, a smaller fifth gate, but, you know, Disney petitioned for many theme parks. I think that would be a great idea to reinvent the Galactic Cruiser, that area, and then connect it with that
yep.
bus they yeah. had to the two, right? So you could have that as a maybe half day park with all of that, but people were into it or into it, repurpose the hotel, make that part of it, and then still connect it, because everybody would, you know,
you can
reduce ticket, like, you know, the price of the Typhoon Lagoon to go into a smaller thing for, but very, very inclusive and very immersive.
Well, what I was thinking is, like, okay, you can add to this park, so it's not just Star Wars, but I was on the same lines as you in terms of you can take the Star Cruiser, get rid of the show, get rid of all the extra stuff that cost people a crap ton of money, right? And you can still have that immersive environment that you've already paid for. It's already there. You don't have to charge as much, but you can charge for special excursions to Batuu or to Tatooine or wherever, right? And then just like in Batuu, there's a special area where they can transport you into. They just build a special area in this fifth gate where you transport right into the Tatooine area or whatever you want to call it. You could actually have Mos Eisley's Cantina in there too, which would be fun, right? So you have Oga's, then you have Mos Eisley's. So that would be cool. But in that land, if you do the Epic Universe kind of thought, that's a place you can bring in a lot of these other IPs that people have been talking about, right? If you do it like Universal, and it's just kind of, it doesn't necessarily have to flow.
So that's interesting, because we've talked about too how Star Wars is one example, but how sometimes the same IP repeats itself over in multiple parks, right? Or parks and hotels. It's like, okay, enough already. You know, I've got Lion King in three places at one time. I don't, you know, need, or Frozen. Why does everything have to be Frozen everywhere, right? Because it was at one point in time everywhere, right? So what IPs do you think have not been used that could be a new component of the park you're just describing? What's some of the obvious ones that you would put there?
Actually, you could do Roger Rabbit, right? There's a lot of IPs that are classic Disney yeah. IPs. There's not enough Indiana Jones, right? You got a stunt show.
Yeah.
And you could replace that in Hollywood Studios and do a ride and a stunt show in the new park.
Yep.
You could make a park that was half of it is LucasArts.
There you right? go.
Yeah, so American Graffiti or you know, I don't know how well that plays in Disney, but you could, you know, you can do that kind of stuff.
See, I think that would be immensely popular by doing that LucasArts, especially those IPs that brings that thrill side of the park that this park really needs, that ties in that more adult style older crowd, but you could still have that other side of the crowd be the areas that bring in like with the younger kids and all that, which we haven't discussed yet, but I think that I feel could be a really good tie to bring everything together, even though, again, looking at Epic, how everything doesn't really tie together, but it works. You could still bring that tie with that.
Yeah. I think that's definitely, I know LucasArts is challenging because they're split between Paramount, 20th Century Fox, Universal. But Indiana Jones, you can definitely do. I'm wondering, like, Howard the Duck, I think, is Universal. It's also weirdly connected to Marvel. So I don't know how that would work. But Willow is another one that I don't know how popular it would be these days, but it could be an interesting old school area. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people that want to see more. I'm sorry, Carl, I'm going to say it. There's a lot of people that want to see more Frozen. You could have an Arendelle part, you know, and then maybe you can get your man park or your man ride back, John. You know, Arendelle, you've got more recent IPs that are really popular, you know, the Cocos and
so Moana's. Think of the Beyond Thunder Mountain stuff that's not villains and put it in this park, right?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say, but it's only a matter of time before we start seeing more Moana, more Coco. It's going to happen. I know they've been teasing it at the last D23, but I'm fairly confident that's pretty much, we're going to see it somewhere within the next 5 years.
It has to. You're bringing along the new generation.
Don't get me started on the Moana fountains.
You know, I've been saying this, I swear, ever since we started this podcast, I'm not going to judge it until I actually see it myself. You know, my favorite thing about the bloggers is they show a picture of a 10 by 10 area. Oh, this is crap. That thing is huge. That Moana area is massive. It's not a 10 by 10 square, right? Like, it's a massive area. Let's see what it is, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the fact that it's taken them so many years to build... Yes, we're including COVID time in there, but still, it shouldn't be that long if it's going to be crap.
I don't know.
Nothing that they could have done that's taken this long that's going to meet everyone's expectations.
Right.
No, you're never going to meet everyone's expectations.
But the fact that it took so long for them to replicate the fountains from Journey into Your Imagination and surround them by tropical plants is pathetic. But anyways, I digress. We're talking about a fifth park, not existing parks. Do you have any, like, Johnny, have an idea for like a totally different fifth park?
So really my idea was kind of what Ryan was saying, was these different hodgepodge ideas. Another idea that I was kind of tossing around a little bit because it's so immensely popular, and I know Carl, you're not going to find the popularity in it, but what if it was a Pixar themed park with the amount of different IPs with Pixar? Disney's already brought in a lot of them in different places, but you've got other IPs that within Disney that Pixar, they haven't seen anything.
Yeah, look, I don't have a problem with Pixar. The challenge I think is going to be faced if you did that was half of the studios is Pixar already.
Yeah.
So now how do you build all the rest, but that's over there, right? So
I think you can still. I think you can, because Toy Story is big enough that it can span across three parks. You can have another Toy Story area. We just talked in another episode about Monsters, Inc., right? And how it really doesn't have any love in Florida besides a not so great comedy weird show, right? You know, you've got the new school Pixar movies, right? That don't have a lot going on. The Incredibles don't really have a land yet. You could build them a land. They have a little weird area at Hollywood Studios that you can very easily close up and change without much effort. I think there's a lot of Pixar that you could definitely, and John, I was just starting to think that too. You could theme a whole thing. You could duplicate the San Francisco area for Big Hero 6 into a Pixar park in Florida.
One thing I would like to say, and again, I know it's a duplicate, but would be Radiator Springs. That's one thing with Cars I would love to see come out to the East Coast, because it's so immensely popular over there on the West Coast at Disneyland. Why not bring it here to Disney World?
It's popular because it's awesome, for what it's worth. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, you'll never,
if you think Test Track sucks now, wait till you have Cars Land Radio Springs version here. I mean, you'll be like, oh.
Yeah. You could have a Wall-E area, you could have an Up area. You know, you could have a bigger Nemo area. Wreck-It Ralph.
All right, so I'm going to take a different degree. What if, and you guys would know what to put here better than I, what if Disney just said, okay, I'm done. I'm going to pay the rights, Universal, because I own Marvel, and I'm going to pay you whatever you pick the number. Here's the check. Put as many zeros behind it as you want. Now I can build a Marvel park in Florida.
I mean, I think that as far-fetched as that sounds, I think maybe we might see that at some point within the next maybe 15, 20 years. Who knows with the shakeup with whatever things could be, but I think that's a game changer. Disney was on the right tracks over in Disneyland. I feel they fell a little short, but if the land's there and the space is available, especially a new park, you could create some really cool rides with some of the concepts that they've teased that never came to fruition, I really feel.
Because if you noticed in all the lands of Epic, there's not another extension of Marvel, right? So I think they got to be thinking along the ways that someday I'm not going to have all this, right? And so the logical place is for Disney to do it. And, you know, you take the top six most popular Marvel characters, there's some serious, serious opportunities there to draw a ton of people.
You could very easily have an entire Marvel land. I agree with that. You could.
I'm saying a Marvel park. Never mind.
A full gate that's all Marvel. Yeah. 100%. And actually, I think Universal might be closer to it than we even think. I think it could be closer than 15 or 20 years. I think it could be closer to 5 or 10.
Yeah.
Because here's two things. Universal is not going to sink any more money into the Marvel area. First of all, it's not a draw for them. It was at one time. It's not anymore. Harry Potter is their draw, right? In order for them to get it to be a draw again, they would have to sink money into it. The rights that they have are not for the movie characters from Marvel. They're from the comic book characters, which are old school, outdated, and only the old school fans like.
Right.
On top of that, they do not make money on the merchandising, because they make, you know, a quarter on the dollar of the merchandising, because they have to split the Spider-Man stuff with Sony, and they have to split all the X-Men stuff and all the other stuff with Disney, right? So in the long run, it might be a good way for Universal to give Disney the middle finger, but it's not doing Universal any good keeping that IP at this point.
Right.
So I agree with Carl. I think there's a number that Disney could come up with and say, here's $80 billion. All we want is the theme park rights back to Marvel completely. They could build hotels. They could build everything. I mean, Disney would go, they already have a Marvel theme
park. Right. They're doing it on other parts of the world, right? So, but they would have plenty of room. You know, they're going to have a theme park plot of, you know, between 200 and 350 acres somewhere. All the potential to do that, a full park with multiple lands serving multiple IPs. And I think that's now the question is, you know, is that as big a draw as Star Wars and Harry Potter? I think it is.
Bigger.
Right? Bigger?
It's bigger. If you really look at the dollars that have come in from the movies and the comparison of all of them, Spider-Man alone crushes all the rest of those.
Right, right.
Right? That's just Spider-Man. That's not Avengers. That's not Thor. That's not Iron Man. That's just Spider-Man. So, and Spider-Man's still owned by Sony, but clearly Disney's putting, it has the theme park rights to it everywhere but Universal or Orlando.
Now, I think there is where you can do a lot of thrill rides, but I wouldn't want to see it turning into Six Flags with DC Comets, just like roller coaster after roller coaster, right? I want to see something, you know, as thematic as Universal has done, but, you know, with what Disney's done in Disneyland and some of the other international parks, right?
Imagine letting the world's greatest storytellers build an entire theme park of telling a story about one of the world's greatest stories. I mean, that's Disney. I don't think Disney's Imagineering screws this up. I think it's like next level out of this world if they do it. I really do. You know, some people think that California Adventure dropped the ball on the Avengers campus. I don't think so at all. I don't think so at all. I think it's just still in its early stages. I don't think it's done yet.
Right.
You know, I think in the long term, I think it's going to be once you go there as a Marvel fan and you see some of the stuff that they've done, it's.
Look, that's a small section of a smaller park, right? So right. There's only so much they can do there.
Right.
You need that if they're holding back for that investment that we're kind of green lighting here as a potential as a gate. I think that's it. I have an idea for a fifth gate. That's non-IP. Let me bounce this off of you. I don't know if you guys have thought about this or heard of something like this. Disney's Florida Adventure Park. It's a spinoff of the California Adventure Park. Same concept. People come to Florida. It's a big state. They don't have time to see it all like California. So why not have a gate that's centered around the themes of Florida?
You walk in, you get on a fan boat, and you ride it through the swamps. Game over. You're done.
Big Cypress Mountain.
I was going to say, what, are you going to get attacked by a gator while you're out there?
You definitely would have a Big Cypress National Park area that would be equivalent to like Grizzly Peak and DCA, right?
Yeah.
But it's themed to the Everglades and the wetlands and the swamps and all that. You definitely could have that kind of ride. But I'm saying some of the classic things of Florida. So Main Street would be St. Augustine, which is, you know, the original city in America, right? Fountain of Youth, all of that stuff, the architecture, the shops, the stores and everything. You have a whole section based on Key West. I don't know if you have to license that from Jimmy Buffett or not, but
I mean, how
Disney that is, but you know.
You're definitely going to get people loaded.
Yeah, but you would put Hemingway's home there, right? In the whole thing. And there's some definitely family stuff you could do. And then we would do a whole Daytona Pier, which could be like a boardwalk, but also an awesome car racing experience. You know, NASCAR and car racing is very popular. You could do something there that's tied into, you know, people make that side trip. You could have a Nassau Square and you could have the space stuff, right? The things that people drive around Florida do. A whole Miami section that would be, you know, Florida and the Latino marketplace and the culture that's Miami.
Lots of twerking in that area.
Lots of twerking. Lots of, you know, Gloria Estefan.
You know, a lot of automatic 30% increase on all prices in that area. Miami's expensive as hell.
But that's my thought. It's just instead of California Adventure, Florida Adventure.
I like the concept of where you're going with it. There's still a lot of Disney going on in California Adventure, right?
Yeah,
the original California Adventure, that was kind of what you're talking about, flopped.
Right.
Until they flipped it. So that you would have to be very creative in the way that you did it.
And I think you could, in these areas, introduce the appropriate IPs, right? So there would be some things you'd have to think about it very carefully on what would go where and why, right? Yeah. But you could pick some of these unused IPs and put them in the appropriate places that are Florida that it would make sense.
I don't think Disney's relationship with the state right now is conducive to this fifth park idea, but we'll stay away from the politics. I'm just saying, like, I don't have a problem with the thought. I think Disney, if you prop that's Disney, they give the F you.
Right. But I'm just saying that the state of California didn't have to endorse them even rebuilding iconic things like this Golden Gate Bridge or, you know, Hollywood Walk of Fame or anything they did when they originally did that park, right? So I don't think you need their blessing. There's no licenses to buy. It's kind of free reign. But the concept is, hey, we know people come to, and what can I do in Florida besides Disney and Universal, right? It's a big state.
Yeah. And I think the thing too, Carl, that's important to point out about that is Disney has always been pro-tourism in the area.
Right.
And this is another thing that I think gets glossed over about. We may have touched on it here or there in the past, but like you see all these other parks in the area and actually Universal's gotten away from it, which I'm very happy about. Universal, when I first became an agent, was very anti-Disney. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, this is our training and we're better than them because, right? And they've actually finally gotten away from that. And it was almost like, okay, we understand we're complimentary. Right. And that's okay. And it's actually good for us. And if you spin it the right way,
right. You take your 5 days there, I'll take my 2 days here. So
exactly. Right. So I think, now that could change after Epic Universe, who knows. Right. But I think Disney has always been that way. They've always been very supportive of hotels and the, you know, good neighbor hotels and the hotels in the area, the other parks, yada, 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 yada. So I do think that there's a way to build that in and be supportive of the state and the culture around it. You know, you could have some fun with a little area that's like the wildlife area, and you could have, like, you know, a lot of the little silly things that you get to do in Florida, that like the drive-through zoo and the drive-through gator park and, you know, that kind of stuff. You could have some fun with that for sure.
Any other ideas out there? I've played with a couple of them that I'm not fans of. I've got taken some notes on. Anything that you guys think would be a real differentiator for Disney in that fifth park?
Differentiator is really hard. You know, that's really hard at this point. After 100 years of history, it's hard to come up with new stuff that people haven't seen or aren't expecting from you.
You know, and that I would say so too, but, and I don't necessarily, this is one of the ideas I had that I'm not a fan of. Disney Sea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen that concept, and I actually, that was one of the other ones I was looking at when we were doing this, was kind of going back to some of those designs, how futuristic that one looked and how super modern that looked. If there was a concept, something like that, not that design, but something like that kind of idea, like Disney was when they were playing with those ideas of expansion out on the West Coast, that would set them apart. If there was something available like that, they came up with those, some kind of crazy idea like that to be ultra modern, ultra different, that would work.
I don't know. Yeah, my concern is it's so well done in Tokyo. If they tried to do it here, they would do it on the cheap and it wouldn't be as good. That's my biggest concern, because they've thrown a ton of money and continue to throw it into that park in that area, because, you know, the Oriental Land Company, which is the primary investor, has got deep pockets, and they want high quality, right? But Disneyland evolved to Disney Sea. So what about Disney Air? Air, land, and sea, right? Disney Air. And if you had a theme park that was all centered around the concepts of flight or space or gravity or, you know, the history of aviation or whatever you want to take, but just like Disney Sea is different ports of call, the world travels predominantly by air. What if you took some themes around Disney Air? So now you had air, land, and sea versions of Disney.
I like the concept. My only concern with that is, again, I'm a little biased because I'm a huge aviation fan anyways, but I just don't see, a large enough demographic that would get that idea and get that concept. I love the idea personally because, again, that ties in everything that you're saying. That ties in flight, that ties in space travel, all different types of air travel, all that. That would be really cool because you could get some really cool concept rides and you don't have to bring in IPs for that because you could find ways to tie in all that history of everything doing that. But I just...
Disney has had part of their lexicon right from Mickey Mouse and Plane Crazy, right to, you know, pick Treasure Planet or any of these, you know, futuristic things, and going to light speed, right? And a galactic cruiser. There's been all these kind of symbols around space and flight and air. I mean, Soarin' obviously is an obvious, you know, version of that. There's lots of, and they have the technology to kind of do that. Flight of Passage, right? That's a sensation of flying. So they got the technology they could do that to write on some of those themes. And they go back to some of their movies that there was, you know, scenes where flying was part of it to recreate those iconic scenes. I just, you know, that was just one I wanted to throw out there because I think at some point in time, there was some concepts about that. You know, if you have land and sea, where's air, right?
Yeah.
But
I like the concept. I just don't see a lot of people catching that. It's a great idea. I wish Disney would do something like that because it'd be fun to see that. But
so there's two other ideas that I've read about that I'm not trying to take credit for, but that might be worth mentioning. One is kind of like a Disney nostalgia park. Right, yeah. Can bring back some of these. We've talked in the past about the replacements, right? We can bring back some of those, even if we update them, but just the concepts and bring them back. And then the other was which I thought could actually be kind of cool and could be a good way for Disney to maintain who they are with these park would be a Fab Five or a Sensational Six park.
Yeah, I read that too. That's interesting, right?
I like that one. Like that one. And I like the thought of having, you know, we just got our first Mickey and Minnie ride. We don't have a Donald ride. We don't, Goofy is appearing in a ride. Donald doesn't have, like, what if we did a whole park based on, you know, just the Disney characters?
And that could even be a mini park or a half day park for kids, right? That you just, you know, for people that complain, there's not enough for kids, right? You could just, hey, you could do something that would compete with Legoland for the younger set, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And take some money out of their pocket, but put it, you know, it's like a 3-quarter day park, like, you know, studios used to be, or like going to Typhoon Lagoon.
You know, I would have one rule for that park. And that one rule would be that they bring back the stipulation that Mickey Mouse can only be in one place at one time.
I thought you were going to say that nobody bangs your knees with strollers, but
that also, but one of my favorite all time legends of Disney was that Mickey Mouse was only able to be seen in one place at one time, no matter where you were in the world. Right. I don't care if they even just restrict it down to Disney World. Right. But if he's in the Sensational Six park and out and about, he's not at Chef Mickey's, right? He's not at wherever. Like, that would be my rule. I could care less about the other characters, but, like, make it cool to see Mickey, right? Make it cool to see him, like it's unique to see him again.
Well, dudes, I think we've covered lots of different ideas. Have we missed any? Probably.
Yeah. Way to get after it, Carl. Yes, we have. Guys, we really suck at what we do here. So if you haven't enjoyed this, please feel free to email us and tell us you guys suck. Thank you.
and what your fifth gate would be. And until you send us that email, later, dudes.
Later, dudes.
Later, dudes.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of Dudes Dish Disney. Please check us out on social media. On Facebook at Dudes Dish Disney. On Instagram at Dudes Dish Disney. On Twitter at Disney_Dish. Please visit our sponsor, Magic Vacations, at magicvacations.net. More than just a travel agency, Magic Vacations has over 60 Magic Vacation planners committed to bringing you white glove concierge service. Using a Magic Vacation planner allows you to spend more time making memories and less time worrying about the details. For all of your Disney, Universal, cruise, and global travel, go to magicvacations.net. Magic Vacations. Discover the magic of travel.